I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1891. That was the day that an Irish teenager by the name of Annie Moore arrived on the shores of New York. She was traveling with her two younger brothers. They had taken a 12-day sea voyage to be reunited with their parents, who were already in New York City. The next morning, Annie became the first person to enter the United States through the immigration station at Ellis Island. 700 immigrants passed through Ellis Island that day. Over the next five decades, they would be joined by more than 12 million. The facilities at Ellis Island closed in 1954. It is estimated that more than one-third of U.S. citizens can trace at least one relative back to Ellis Island. Many of those who came to Ellis were fleeing poverty or war in Eastern and Southern Europe. When arriving at the immigration center, they had to undergo rigorous health screenings and interviews. Sometimes they would have to wait for hours or days for their turn to be inspected. If they failed the inspection, they would have to wait for their case to be reviewed. Sometimes the wait stretched on for weeks. For some, the process ended with a decision to deport them back to Europe. In the early years of operation, immigrants often had to deal with exploitation at the hands of screeners at Ellis. Screeners would demand bribes or sexual favors. President Teddy Roosevelt moved to clean up the corruption. The immigrants who came through Ellis Island helped to build the labor force of the United States. From New York, they went on to work in industries across the nation.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through.
Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.